The panel discussion, Driving Without a License, Indian Point at the Crossroads, was presented by the nonprofit Radiation and Public Health Project, with which Alec Baldwin has been connected for some time. However, Baldwin says this marks his first activist role specifically pertaining to Westchester-based Indian Point.
I think it would be safe to say, and I don't mean this to be glib, but the game seems to be follow the license. Follow the relicensing.
Though Indian Point 2's license expired September 28th, the reactor will continue to operate until the Nuclear Regulatory Commission renders a decision, which is not expected for several months given the ongoing case review. Paul Gallet is president of Riverkeeper.
The risks of continued operation of Indian Point, there's just too many of them and they're too serious.
Gallet, who was a speaker on the panel at Rockland Community College, says having Baldwin calling for the shutdown of Indian Point lends a strong voice.
What you have is one of the preeminent leaders in the community with Alec Baldwin, coupled with grassroots community members who have been fighting the good fight for years, as has Alec Baldwin on the issue of radiation, Brookhaven Labs, Shirley out on Long Island. It's really very exciting because it's a gathering of all of the forces necessary to get this plant closed.
Paul Steidler disagrees. He is spokesman for New York Area, or Affordable Reliable Electricity Alliance, of which Indian Point parent Entergy is a member.
People know that the plant is safe. They've studied these issues. They understand things that are out here. I don't think Mr. Baldwin, who's a very good, very articulate speaker, is going to have any material impact on that going forward or on the debate in general about the plant.
Here's Baldwin.
My response to that is of course, that the energy companies have their profit-driven, point of view. I mean, everybody here on this panel, no one's lining their pockets with this conversation. You know, there's a lot of money at stake.
Democratic Assemblywoman Ellen Jaffe was also a panel member.
And this has been such a long conversation the community has had with the NRC. We're hopeful that they will have listened. And that we can close down Indian Point for the safety of our communities. I have a piece of legislation that I've had in the legislature to do a review of the options, of the energy options that could be available to respond to the possibility of Indian Point shutting down.
She says the Assembly has passed her bill, but she cannot find traction in the Senate.
I think the lobbying efforts by Entergy are overwhelming.
Joseph Mangano is executive director of the Radiation and Public Health Project. He is introducing a citizen monitoring program.
What we're proposing is to begin a program where citizens living near Indian Point measure environmental radioactivity, airborne radioactivity coming from Indian Point, which sounds like a real complicated piece of science, but all they have to do is take one of these little, they look like a little Geiger counter, it fits in your hand, put it in their house, connect it to their computer, which connects to a central computer, mine. And this allows us to see every single minute, 24/7, what the levels of radiation are at that particular spot.
Mangano put out a report in 2009 pointing to higher incidences of cancer, particularly thyroid cancer, in areas surrounding Indian Point. New York area's Steidler says many scientists and government health agencies have looked at the issue of potential radiation exposure from nuclear power plants and find no negative health impact.
I've lived here since 1971, less than 4 miles from the plant. I raised my kids here. I know the plant's safe. I worked in it for almost 40 years.
That's John Kelly. He is retired from Entergy, having served as director of licensing for Entergy's Northeast operations. He was also radiation protection manager.
I know that that plant is safe, and it can safely operate for another 20 years, and it provides a substantial benefit to this local area.
As for Baldwin's next step when it comes to Indian Point, he told WAMC,
"Well, I'm going to have to discuss that with the people from the host committee, because after these things occur, there's always some kind of a post-mortem as to what we think is next. I mean, I guess to go talk to Cuomo, or someone to go see Cuomo."
Governor Andrew Cuomo has come out in favor of closing Indian Point.
"We've got it on the ropes. We've got the nuclear power industry on the ropes. Let's finish the job. Thank you very much."
The license for Indian Point 3 expires in December 2015. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.